Egg Marks the Spot, A Skunk and Badger Story by Amy Timberlake, performed by Michael Boatman. The knocking sounded on the attic door, the door of Badger's new rock room. It was his roommate, Skunk. Badger would ignore it. "He will go away," he thought. "Important rock work. Focus, focus, focus." Badger gritted his teeth and leaned forward on his rock stool. He adjusted his special work light and lifted the unidentified object on his rock table. He glanced at the list in his important rock work notebook. Igneous, granular groundmass, greenish, red phenocrysts, very sparkly. He looked at the object. He read the list again. He ran his paw over one of the object's phenocrysts and thought, "It is time." Yes, it was time for the first question, rock or mineral? Mineral or rock? Minerals were made of one basic material, one element or an elemental compound, as the rock scientists said. There tended to be a sameness about a mineral. A rock, though, was a combination of minerals or a combination of rocks and minerals. Two minerals stuck together, rock. Five minerals scrambled up with a rock chucked in, also a rock. The question, rock or mineral, was best asked loudly. It was followed by tossing the object into the air. When Badger caught the object, he would yell out the answer in a thunderous voice. Badger's ears twisted in the door's direction. No sounds. So Badger opened his mouth, inhaled, and rap, rap, rap. The rapping was insistent. Always, it insisted. Badger exhaled and waited for what he knew would come next. It came. Badger! Rap, rap, rap. Badger set his head upon the rock table. He had thought that moving his rock room from the living room to an out-of-the-way place like the attic would help. Strategic, he had thought at the time. Back then, a tug on the chain of the attic's one bare bulb revealed a jumble of cardboard boxes, broken luggage, an assortment of odd furniture, an aquarium, a stack of oil paintings, and a claw-footed bathtub filled with hats.